Welcome to the first of two big interviews today on Money Life. I'm pleased to be joined right now by Mark Pfeffer. He's Chief Investment Strategist at CLS Investments. Now, as long as you know the name of the firm, you know how to follow them on Twitter because they're at CLS Investments on Twitter. And online, they're at CLSinvest.com. So if you're interested in more information, that's where you're going to head for it. Mark Pfeffer, welcome to Money Life.
Thanks for having me.
We are living in these proverbial interesting times. We have gotten to where the market saw all the volatility come back at the end of last year. And now there's a lot of fear. People are very nervous right now. And at the same time, there's not a lot of people saying, oh, well, hey, we're getting to a recession or something's coming. Right now, is this a time where nervousness is appropriate? Or would you be saying, no, keep your eyes on that long window and don't worry so much?
Well, I would say it's okay to be nervous. I think that that's a natural reaction for people to have. But I do think people should be taking a much longer-term outlook on things. And quite frankly, I actually do not see as much nervousness, whether I go to the gym or speak to people and playing sports. I don't see the nervousness that I've seen in other past declines. People are understanding now, I don't know if they're more sophisticated because I'm older, that they don't seem to be as nervous about this decline as I've seen other ones. And again, a lot of people like to count from the top. And when you do that, you know, that sounds like it's a big drop. But overall, people have been making a lot of money for the last 10 years or so.
That's a very calm response. But when you look at how people are setting expectations, what we know is that their expectations are out of whack with what the market seems prepared to give us. So how do you deal with that? If you've got a situation where everybody's fine with, oh yeah, I can take whatever risk so long as I don't lose money, and I'm not surprised that the market's not making much as long as I make my 10% or more, that's a tough row for advisors to hoe and for you to get people's expectations right. So if they're not as nervous in your experience, are their expectations right?
No, look, you mentioned the 10% number, and I do think, and our company thinks also, that's an unrealistic number going forward. You've had unprecedented returns over the last decade when you take it cumulatively, and our expectations are, and mine as well, that you're not going to get those types of returns going forward. So I, as well as our sales force, have been telling clients, expect lower returns, and for probably a longer period of time, that the next decade is not going to look like the last decade. So people's expectations have to be lowered. And I think to some extent they are, but some people have also been used to these types of returns. And in a lot of ways, it's good to see a decline to get people back to thinking, oh, you know what, the market does go down, because essentially it's been a straight line up for the last 10 years. And every decline has been a buying opportunity and has gone and set new highs from there.
One of the things that everybody is at least talking about and thinking about is the political situation and how that translates into trade and tariff concerns and the trade war that we're currently seeing with China. Now, we know intuitively that politics and the market are not that well connected. You can have great or bad politics and have markets that don't really respond. But the trade war is definitely starting to have some effect. And even now, as we're starting to see with politics and the potential for the shutdown to continue, that is starting to have some impact. So for you, is that impact like, hey, this is actually making buying opportunities? Or is this, no, this is a potential where there are real problems that could come out of this?
Well, I do think there are problems that can come out of it, and we don't know how this is going to get resolved. I think you have to also look at the market and what the market is telling you. The market had gone down significantly, particularly in the month of December, because there were concerns about these trade war concerns as well as the Fed. But given that the market has declined so much, I think it has gone down more than it needed to go down. And now that there seems to be a little bit more confidence, and it may not be justified in terms of, you know, Trump tweeting every single day, whether it's positive or negative, you know, that does seem to influence the markets. And right now, there's no question that investors seem right now, they are cautious. I think that they seem to be cautiously optimistic. However, they certainly to be certainly wary of sharp downside reactions, given the various geopolitical factors that have been so prevalent in influencing market moves over the last several months. And I do expect that to continue. So whether it's a tweet from Trump, yay or nay, it's definitely influencing the markets, and my guess is that will continue until we have some sort of resolution. In terms of what you mentioned regarding the economy, there's no question that that does weigh on the economy the longer that this does go on, and it will impact both consumer as well as CEO confidence.
I was looking at a commentary that you did where you were talking a little bit about the impact of tariffs, and you actually have an expectation for how much they're going to increase and on how much in terms of goods. So explain to my audience what you think that impact's really going to be.
In terms of GDP right now, I would say it could knock off a 0.5% to GDP growth here. It actually right now seems like it's influencing China more than it's influencing the U.S. But there's no question right now, it seems to me, that both the U.S. and China do want to cut a deal. I actually had the good fortune of having lunch at a luncheon the other day, a couple weeks back, with Dr. Henry Kissinger, and he talked about the desire for both the U.S. and China to strike a deal here. But in terms of the impact to the economies right now, it hasn't been major so far, but it is something that is waning, certainly on when you see the Chinese data that's been released over the last several weeks, it's definitely declining.
If it takes a 0.5% out of GDP, we're already seeing GDP growth slow. It's not terrible. Like, if we go from 3% or, you know, a little bit above 3% down to 2.5%, while that's a decline, nobody's going to worry about that much. But is this taking it off of that? So, in other words, we've already got the slowdown, and you think we could get as low as, like, 2% or less as a result if this keeps up?
I definitely think we can go 2% or less. I think the 3% that we had that was inflated, and a lot of it had to do with the tax code changes at the beginning of 2018. So I would say, and housing has also slowed down, so you are seeing other factors or other headwinds to the economy that more likely we would grow 2 to 2.5% out without the trade war issues. So yes, I think that growth is going to be back to that, if you want to call it that new normal, between 1.5 to, let's say, 2 to 2.5% is the most to expect going forward. So we just have not been able to show that we've been able to sustain growth anywhere above 3% for any, other than more than a quarter or two, in a very, very long period of time. And I would expect that that's where we would be going forward, is in that vein of 1.5 to 2%.
My guest here on Money Life is Mark Pfeffer. He is Chief Investment Strategist at CLS Investments, clsinvest.com. If you are looking for more information on the firm, you want to see some of their commentaries and more. You know, you talked about President Trump tweeting, and it has gotten to where should we as investors, when you see volatility, just kind of, if there's volatility on days when he's tweeting, do we just discount that automatically and, like, okay, just kind of throw it out there and say, yeah, he's increasing the market's frothiness, but he's not really doing anything that has whatever. So I won't ignore the tweets. I'll ignore the volatility that comes from them.
I think as he's been tweeting, as time has gone on, the impact that he's had to tweeting has gone down. It's sort of like an antibiotic. After a while, it loses its luster or its usefulness. And I think that that's what's happened right now. So I also think he has been tweeting more optimistic tweets over the last several weeks. I think he realizes when he was talking about Chairman Fed Powell or on China that his negative tweets were not getting where he needed to get. And even as he's now entering the from a political aspect, I think he needs to shore up his base and realize that the stock market or the economy are going to be the things that potentially get, you know, the most likely items that are going to get him reelected. So I do think he has taken away some of the negativity to some of his tweets over the last several weeks.
You talked about the impact of the trade wars on China. How is that at all impacting your investments internationally? I mean, we've been hearing from a lot of people that the place they want to be invested is emerging markets. But if you're emerging markets and you're including China in it and China's being affected, maybe not so much. So for you, is it actually impacting where you're putting your money internationally?
I actually look at right now China as a buying opportunity. The market declined 20 to 25% last year. And I do think that there will be some, again, I can't say for sure, I do think that there'll be some sort of positive resolution on this trade war. situation. And I think that that actually, just given that the market there is still growing, let's say between 5.5% or 6%, and even if that's down from 6.5% to 7% from where it was growing, I think that China does represent value in the emerging market space. So I do think right now it's a good time to add to emerging markets and specifically to China. And we have been doing that.
What about the rest of international? I mean, we heard for years that if you wanted to get better returns than you were going to be able to get domestically, you should be looking at Europe. And that never materialized. It wasn't like, oh, well, this is the year that Europe actually did anything. Now, nobody's saying that. So is that the sign like, hey, nobody's expecting Europe to do better than the U.S. this year. So now's the time to do it, or not so much?
I have not been a fan of Europe for a long time, and I continue to remain pessimistic about Europe. When you just look at the data that continues to come out, it's declining. When you look at the ISM numbers, they're showing recessionary signs. A lot of them are below 50. I personally am not a fan of Europe, and I don't want to equate it to what Japan looked like 20, 25 years ago, but it has that feel right now where it's going to stay in this muted economic cycle for a long period of time, and they just don't seem to get out of their own way. And even any thought of them raising interest rates right now just seems like it would be a catastrophic mistake.
Domestically, for the year ahead, what are the sectors and the places that you think are positive? What are the things that you're lightening up on?
Right now, just given the market correction that's happened, I like growthier areas. Even some of the spots that were hot back in the first half of 2018, I think technology has gotten too beaten up. And again, I like the dynastic type of companies, even though we buy ETFs. But the companies that own the Amazons, the Netflix, the Googles, and the Microsofts of the world, I like those types of companies. I still think healthcare from a value play makes sense. I have been long financials, and that hasn't worked. Interest rates were expected to go up. They did go up for a good chunk of 2018, and even with deregulation, it still never manifested itself. But when you look at the earnings potential of these companies and the PEs, I still think financials look okay. I think energy looks okay. Sectors that I would avoid, and again, I don't even like to call them as opposed to sectors per se, and they're not necessarily on the equity side, because you could almost say anything could be viewed as risky. Look what happened to Bitcoin. And again, we haven't made any investments in Bitcoin. Bitcoin went from 3,000 to 20,000 back down to 4,000. That certainly looks frothy. The marijuana stocks now seem like the new hit area that people are looking at. That was this year's Thanksgiving conversation. Residential real estate, particularly on the East Coast, given the tax code changes, I think are a risky place to be right now as an asset class, just given that people are just uncertain about what's going to happen. At least interest rates have come down about 50 basis points or so from where they were in the middle of 2018, so that at least should hopefully put some floor on housing dropping. But on the East Coast, with the tax code changes and the tax deductibility going down, that could still impact negatively real estate on the East Coast.
Well, Mark, this has been great. I have more questions. I just don't have more time. So we're just going to have to agree that you'll come back to the show in the not-too-distant future. We'll get to pick up this conversation then.
All right. I appreciate the time, Chuck. Thank you very much.
That's Mark Pfeffer, everybody. That was his maiden voyage on the show. Let me know what you thought. But if you want to let him know or you want to check out more information, well, he is Chief Investment Strategist at CLS Investments. CLSinvest.com is the website. The name of the firm, at CLS Investments, is the Twitter handle. All right, we just hit the halfway pole on today's show. But halfway, come on, it's like we're just getting started. A little bit later today, it'll be Joseph Schuster from IPOC Schuster. We'll be talking IPOs with him. But next, well, we've got another interview you're going to like. So stick around. Money Life will be right back after this message.